This is Phil Ferrand, and I am walking around. It's Friday today. It is actually Black Friday. Obviously, yesterday was Thanksgiving. We had a lovely Thanksgiving. More on that in a minute. And we were off both yesterday and today from my major client, so I wasn't doing as much driving around. I was supposed to record this on the way home from shopping today. And I just got busy last night working on a costume, and I didn't do it. And then I realized it's just a gorgeous day outside. And I thought, you know what? We're just gonna go on a little walkabout. In fact, it's warm enough. I've got a jacket on, and we are just right in that in-between stage where if you're not in the sun, you know, you need a jacket. If you are in the sun, you don't quite need a jacket, so I'm sloughing it off at this point. And we'll just see if we can do it without the jacket. Anyway, so it's been a good week. Obviously, it was a light week. We only had 3 days of work, and Wednesdays are work from home Wednesdays now. So, you know, those relieve me of a little bit of time because I have a 20-minute walk into work, and so a 20-minute drive into work, and I don't have to do the 20-minute drive. So that saves me 40 minutes right there. But anyways, so yeah, things are puttering along. I got all the corrections in from the data input that I received from the beta readers, and had an odd thing happen on that because beta readers just mark up their PDFs, send them back to me, most of them. Some send back in the books, which is fine. And then I just import it all. I had one beta reader sent in their stuff, and something had happened to their file. I don't know what happened to their file, but something had happened, and things got very exciting there. So anyways, speaking of which, I still have to go get that file input, because that was the one file I hadn't put in yet. I was going to wait and just do it at the very end. But anyways, so I have to do that today, and then I have to consolidate all of the changes. Have to accept all the changes and then start going through and actually doing my final read-through. So have final read-through over the next 2 weeks or so, doing a little tweaking. And then after the final read-through, I have to prepare the files. That's a 2 to 3 day process in the evenings. That's not too bad. Like to have that all done by December 15th or so. So I think I'm on track. I don't think it's going to be a problem. So what else? What else? Costumes are going fine. I did talk about the new idea I had for National Nude Day. And this week I did find a supplier for that costume who had it in the new sizes. The costume that I had ordered was a small, just a one size. And then after I researched who manufactured that costume and chased it all the way back to the entry point, found the, you know, the originals who were selling it, I discovered that they had begun to manufacture that costume at some point in recent times, both in a small, medium, large, and an extra, and a extra large. And I thought, well, shoot, you know, here we go. So I went back to the people that I had ordered it from. They hadn't shipped it yet, so I asked them to cancel my order and then reordered it from the second vendor that I found on AliExpress. And interestingly enough, the first vendor I ordered it from, I had it ordered for about 5 or 6 days, and they were saying they weren't even going to ship it until December 22nd, And I was like, what? So I went ahead and canceled with them. They said, sure, canceled my order. And then I went over and ordered it from the other vendor, and they shipped it the next day. So, you know, one of those situations where sometimes people have them in stock and sometimes they're just drop shipping. So we'll see. We'll see when it comes in. We'll see if I can squeeze into it. And if I can, great. If I can alter it, great. But I have the National Hemp Day costume I'm working on at this point, trying to work out the details on that. I started to try to work out the details on the wrapping and the knotting and everything else last night, and it didn't go well. But you come away with a few more ideas, and then you try it. There is a breeze out here. I'm really hoping that this is going to be okay. I have my wind filter on, and usually that does a pretty good job. So, but I am walking right into the wind. So, oh, sounds like the neighbor's dog have their dogs out. We have some new neighbors that are, I think, renovating one of the houses near us down off the farm road that we have our driveway off of. Just had the very briefest of meetings with them just once. So, but seems like a nice couple. And it's a little later in the day, so there is more traffic. Anyway, so, you know, if you hear me getting mauled by dogs, then then, well, at least we'll have a legal record of it. I know. Yes, they're doing their jobs. So, yesterday was Thanksgiving, and we had decided just to kind of, we were obviously going to have family over, and then we had decided just to invite a few more people. And it was interesting. It was very interesting. So the plan was, it was me and Nett, and then Dustin and Aiden, the young man who lives in our rock house, and his son, who is autistic, and then Lynette's mom, and then Ray, who is Lynette's best friend from college, and then Kathy, who is a single lady from our small group. She didn't have any place to go for Thanksgiving, so. And I think that was, I think there was gonna be like seven of us. So it was gonna be pretty small, pretty easy. And, you know, we had all the food under control and it was fine. And so Thursday morning, I was puttering around. I was honestly a little lightheaded, but that was because I was trying something different. So I have, for years now, fasted all day Monday, all day Wednesday, and then part of the day on Tuesday and part of the day on Thursday. So basically, I've mentioned this before, I would eat Sunday night, I would eat Tuesday night, I would eat Thursday night, and then through the weekend. So that would give me fasts that were 42 hours long, 44 hours long, something like that. And that would get me into, theoretically, get me into the first few stages of autophagy and, you know, supposedly help me break down some of the stuff that was just floating around that's old stuff where it would get cleaned up and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that was fine, but I had been hearing, chatting with friends, doing some research about the fact that you're just kind of getting into the good stuff when you get to about 40 to 44 hours. Because you can have, once you get up more than 48 hours, specifically up to about the 52-hour range, according to the charts that I see, your immune system starts resetting, you get spikes in human growth hormone, you know, there's just things that can, the autophagy ramps up higher, blah, 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 blah. And I've been kind of having this little kind of back whisper about the fact that, you know, I'm just about getting to that point, and then I'm eating again. And it kind of throws that whole thing cattywampus. Not that I wasn't getting any benefit out of doing the 40-hour, two 40-hour week fasts, 40-hour plus fasts a week, but that it could be better. And it comes down very much to that type of thing where I have done costumes and I've thought, yeah, that's cool. But then I have this kind of little feeling, this little you know, underneath it, that, you know, it could be better. I'm going to put down my recorder here just for a second. I'm down to the little stream that we have. I'm going to hang this off the end to see if you can hear. Hopefully won't drop the recorder. I'm going to see if you can hear the stream. And of course the birds. So for, I'd say it's been a probably good year. For the past year or so, I've been having this little feeling of, you know, you could do better. You could do better on this. And so I tried last Christmas. Last Christmas I went ahead and I just stopped eating on Sunday and didn't eat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday I started eating in the afternoon. And I felt like I could have gone a little longer, but I gave myself an excuse to stop because I had to cut up some firewood in the back. And so I just gave myself an excuse to stop, but I felt like, yeah, you could probably go longer. So I decided I would try again. And so I decided, you know what? What we'll do, you're probably gonna eat big on Thanksgiving. So maybe what you should do is you should just take that weekend of Thanksgiving and you should just see what happens. Or that week of Thanksgiving. So I stopped eating. I would have stopped eating earlier, but we had family in. So I stopped eating on Sunday around 10, and I thought I won't eat until Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, or I won't eat, you know, sometime around that time. So I'm gonna start walking back up the other way. So I did that, and it was just hysterical to me because I got up Tuesday morning, and I was really dragging Tuesday morning. I mean, I was like, I don't know if I could do this. Which is dumb, because I've been doing the Monday through Tuesday fasting for years now. And it was a little more difficult in the beginning, but it wasn't really that hard. And boy, this last Tuesday morning, I woke up and I was just like, keep moving. And it took me till about 1 o'clock on Tuesday before I really kind of popped back. And I thought, yeah, okay, here we go. And I attribute that all just to the flesh. It's just kickback, because I knew I was going to be fasting longer. Then, of course, the flesh was just giving me trouble. But once I got to 1 o'clock on Tuesday, you know, I was pretty good. Finished out the workday. Felt like I'd given good amount of work for the dollar and all that kind of stuff. And And then got up Wednesday. I was fine all day Wednesday. Had my coffee, had my tea. It was good. You know, we moved forward. Didn't really have much trouble getting through Wednesday night. And by that point, once you're up to 3 days, I think, that 3 days is where you start topping out on all the benefits for an extended multi-day fast. Now, you can kick back into other benefits. I've seen everything from plus 15 days, you know, on different estimates, but if you're gonna be within the 1 week, kind of a number of days fast as opposed to a number of weeks fast, I think, according to what I've read, that you pretty well top out at 3 days, three full days. So by Wednesday night, I knew I was there, but I was close enough. I could go to sleep, and I knew I could get myself to an 84 without too much trouble. And so I just decided, we'll just do that. So I got up Thursday morning, a little lightheaded, but you know, a little woozy, but I got out and did a little bit of a jog, did a little bit of a walk, because I'm really trying to see if I can consistently go to a eat on Sunday night, wait till Thursday night to eat, and then just eat through the weekend and just do that. And it's not necessarily just for spiritual benefit. It is for physical benefit. And I got tickled with myself this week because I did search on the internet, you know, if I fast 4 days a week regularly, is that going to hurt me? And I mean, there stuff comes up, people saying, oh no, I do this every week. And as you can tell, we are back with the dogs again. And then, you know, I found people saying, no, we do this every week. You know, I stop eating Sunday night and start eating Thursday night, or I stop eating Sunday night, start eating Friday night, which is a really interesting, you know, that's a really interesting thing. I don't know that I've ever tried that. Who knows? I may try that in the future at some point. Anyway, so Thursday was good. Once I kind of got up and around, and we got the turkey in the oven, got that all ready to go. And of course, the closer I get to 10 o'clock, which is when I'm going to start refeeding, you know, the more I'm kind of watching the clock because I get to eat again, you know. But something really interesting happened, and I really felt it was a whisper, but sometimes there's lots of things that you feel are whispers that you really can't prove it per se, and even this is something that you can just chalk up to chance or coincidence or whatever if you really want to. I've had enough of these things happen that I don't chalk it up to chance and coincidence, you know, but it's really lovely when it does happen and then you go, oh yeah, there you go. So I have a buddy who has been through an emotional disruption this year, and he's been navigating through it. You know, he's very mature, but of course, any kind of big emotional disruption takes its toll. He's been working through it. He's been doing fine, but healing takes time. And after I got the turkey in the oven Thursday morning, I thought, you know, I was just going to sit down and rest for a minute. Then I was going to go do some writing. And I sat down, when I kind of sat down, just kind of got quiet, his name just popped into my head. And I thought, oh. And so I looked at my wife and I said, so-and-so's bringing, you know, I said something like, what about so-and-so? I said, I'm sure he has someplace to go for Thanksgiving, but I just wonder. And Net just immediately said, text him, you know, and just the off chance, just text him and see, just on the off chance he doesn't, just tell him to come on over. So I texted and he didn't text back for a minute. He was doing other things. But when he did text back, he said, well, I just canceled with my mom. I guess it's a 3-hour trip up there. You know, he'd be there for 3 hours, then 3-4 hours, and then 3 hours back. It was going to be like a 10-hour deal. And he didn't really feel like he was ready to go do that. Plus, he was just trying to get ready for moving. He had some things. And so I told him, I said, well, look, we got plenty of food, you know, and Net said, yes, it's fine. Please, please come. And you can just come comfortable. And if, you know, we get to eating time and you feel like you can get away for a little bit, you know, just come see us. So then we kind of moved forward. And once we got close to a better ETA and when we were going to sit down to actually eat, then I texted him again. And I said, hey, I said, this is about 1 o'clock. I said, it looks like we're going to be sitting down between 1:15 and 1:30. I said, if you got some time, you just come see us. And I said, just come comfortable. Don't worry. Don't worry about anything. You know, we're all just good. We're all just family. And most of us are not family by blood here. So, and he texted back and he said something to the effect, I guess you're the voice of the Holy Spirit to me today. And he said, you know, kind of laughed, and he said, okay, I'll come. So anyways, that's my side of it. So I did have breakfast with him this morning, already scheduled. So at one point during breakfast, he said, okay. He said, so let me tell you about yesterday. He said, I was thinking about heading up to, you know, see my mom, but it was going to be a long trip and et cetera, et cetera. And so he said, I decided that I wasn't going to go. So I had, I think, told her I wasn't going to come. And he said, it wasn't but a half hour later, I got your text. And he said, thought that was kind of interesting. But he said, I wasn't sure. I had some things to do. So then he said it got to be about 1 o'clock and I was trying to make the decision. He said, you know, he said, I started feeling like, nah, I don't think, maybe I won't go. And he said, right about that time, your text came in and said, hey, we're going to be sitting down eating. So he said, I just decided, well, okay. So that's just one of those instances of Jesus whispers, you know, where if you keep your heart quiet and you just listen, you know, just these wonderful things happen. If you can just keep things quiet within and tune your thoughts towards Him. And so, you know, I can't say all the reasons that it was important for Him to be there yesterday. I can tell you He's a very wise man. He's done a lot of work in counseling. And He's already given me some potential helps for Dustin, to pass along to Dustin, you know, who is raising an autistic son. And he's a really good listener. And some of our other guests there had a chance to talk to him. And, you know, he had a chance to listen. And, you know, hopefully we ministered to him a little bit as well, just giving him a potential place to come, you know, where people recognized his value. So it was a good Thanksgiving. It was a good Thanksgiving. And it was, we got all the food on the table, got the turkey cooked, you know, we got all that done. And it was just a lovely, lovely day. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.